runs, and you always like mentioning that as a sophomore. He's going to be your future back or featured back shortly, maybe possibly the next season already. But if you're the Bearcats now, yes, you want to methodically run the football, but you just want to speed this up and try to preserve as much time as possible. But a score here is what really matters.
And up the gut goes through the by the right tackle out to the 49-yard line.
Should be Oberski again on that carry.
Yes, indeed. Oberski out to the 49-yard line. A gain of 5 on the play. Second down, 5 to go. With 9 seconds left here in the third quarter. So more than likely, we'll just let this one roll out. And we have reached the end of the third quarter, where Howard Reach has now taken control as they score 22 points in the third quarter. And they now lead Ubley 29-8 right here on the WLW Sports Network.
2019 has been a busy year for sure. From new technology to new facilities to new providers. So let's get you up to date. Dr. Carrie Rabinera began seeing pediatric patients in May in Pigeon. With a wealth of experience, Dr. Carey can handle children from 18 days old to 18 years old. In June, we broke ground on one of our largest projects in organization history, a 15,000-square-foot facility in Bad Axe, just behind Walgreens. In July, we welcomed Sebring Primary Care with Dr. Cheryl Canfield, nurse practitioner Devin Heinlein, and their entire team to now form Sure Primary Care Sebring. Dr. Natalia Salowich is now with us to offer podiatry right here at Sure. Dr. Salowich looks forward to taking care of the more than 60,000 feet in Huron County. Also joining our team is Dr. Long Nguyen, yet another great primary care physician to our already great team. He's seen patients in Pigeon. There are many more updates coming in the near future, so stay tuned or go to sure.org for more. And you'll like them. We're sure about that. Sure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
And out of the final 12 minutes of play here, from Ubley, Michigan, Howard Reach leads 29-8 over the Bearcats on homecoming night. This could be a second down 5 for the Ubley Bearcats, now going left to right across your radio. At the 49-yard line in their own territory, 12 minutes are on the clock. And we have an update in the fourth quarter. Lakers leads Carroll 26-7, Bad Axe leading Brown City 38-8 in the third. Key formation here for the Bearcats, hand off to Shane Ossentoski. He gets positive yards, maybe out for about 2, out to the 47-yard line, a gain of 3 on the play. We'll set up a 4th and short. Fourth and 2 yards to go, Elliot Seaman, now in as linebacker, replacing Boynton on the stop and tackle. Fourth down, fourth or third? Third down and 2, yeah. Sweeney hands off to Oberski out to the 45-yard line, enough to move the chains. It's a 3-yard gain. Tackle made by Harbor Beach's Dakota Deer defensive tackle. Move the chains, first and 10 for the Bearcats, now at the Harbor Beach 44-yard line. 11-14 left in regulation. And now we have whistles, and it's going to be the first charge timeout for Bill Sweeney in the Bearcats in the second half with 10:55 left in regulation. Dave Hanson, what do you think Bill Sweeney is setting up here? First and 10 from the 44 of Harbor Beach. Ubley trails by 21 points. This is .55 left here in the fourth quarter. 29-8. reaches same base, all fired up. Hey, Dave, it's good to have you back on the broadcast here.
Oh, man, the internet's terrible.
Yeah, it's oh, it's kind of embarrassing tonight, folks. Casey Sweeney on the quarterback keeper running around the side, breaks free of Evans Wincy's first initial tackle. He has positive yards and runs right out of bounds at the 39-yard line. This will be a 5-yard gain. Second down and 5 now being set up. Stop clock with 10 minutes, 47 seconds left in the fourth quarter.
Nice job by Casey Sweeney. He's able to evade a Giant in Evans Wincy, who almost had him in the backfield. Casey's able to survive that run and get to the outside. And that time, 57, Ethan Peruski sets the perimeter and allows Casey Sweeney to turn it upfield a little bit, get 4 or 5 yards on that outside run. He clearly, that was the play he liked. He wanted to get Casey outside and see if he could get a big play. And 57, Peruski's able to hold the block on Mason Booms, but Luke Woodke able to chase him out of bounds after a medium gain of 5 or 6 yards.
Second down, 6 to go from the 40-yard line. T formation. Hand off. It's positive yards as the first down, all the way down to the 30-yard line. That's Alessi this time on the carry. And he has 10 yards when he only needed 6. Tackle made by number 12, Michael Anderson, out of the secondary. First and 10, new set of downs for the Bearcats will be able to reach 31-yard line.
That's by far his biggest run of the game, and he's kind of the guy that they're hoping that gets going and really helps lead them into a playoff run, and that was a big one for them. They need those chunk plays, the 3-yard plays, and it taking you 4 plays to get a first down. It's just going to take too long. Nice run by Carson Halewski in the front 7 there, setting up that big hole.
First and 10, hand off to Oberski. He's met at the line and is dropped after about a 2-yard gain down to the 28-yard line. 3-yard gain according to the spot. Tackle made by Jacob Kirsch, defensive tackle. One of those big linemen for the Harbor Reach Pirates. Been on varsity for 3 years now. 10 minutes remained in the fourth quarter, 29-8, Harbor Reach leading, Ubley on offense.
I really love Colin Oberski. There was absolutely nothing there. And his power and size, he's able to utilize that and push the whole pile ahead for 3 yards in a play that there really wasn't anything there. Nice powerful run there.
G-formation working about 3 yards inside the right hash, left right across your radio. From the 28-yard line, it's a handoff to number 30, Carson Halewski. He gets out for a hard-fought 2 yards, down to the 26-yard line. Tackle made by Harbor Beach's Dakota Deer. He's a junior defensive lineman. Third down.
There were 8 white jerseys on that pile, Dwight, so that was an excellent job. Finding out that 65 was the first one to hit him. I'm looking around. There's no white jerseys anywhere. They're all on the pile. Great call there, Dwight.
Well, I would say Dwight Joshua is one of our top 2 spotters on our team here.
I don't know who's won, but it's a close race.
9:05 left. Tonight's MVP would be anyone who can find an internet signal. 9 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. 29-8, Harbor Beach leads. Ubley facing a 3rd and 5 from the Harbor Beach 26-yard line.
I think the only guy that's been flawless tonight is the guy running the clock.
I will attest to that, yes. Sweeney on the keeper, this time to the right side. He breaks free of his first tackle, but there is Nathan Seaman to stop him at the 23-yard line and won't let him go any further than 2, maybe 3 yards. This now is a 4th down and short. About 4th down, we'll call 2, 2.5 yards to go.
There's that misdirection, that misdirection that was a big hit there on the touchdown scoring drive for the Bearcats, where they sell the play to the far side, and Casey pivots, takes the pitch, and then spins around and takes it around the near side, and that time Evans McGlinski is able to make him go outside even further, where Nathan Seaman is out there to make the tackle.
8 minutes, 5 seconds remain in regulation. 29-8, Harbor Beach leading. I believe facing a 4th and 2 from the 23-yard line.
Shane Ozentowski, time clock.
Sweeney under center. Hands it off to Oberski.
Yes, Oberski.
Down to the 21-yard line. This one's going to be very close to the first down marker. They needed 2 yards. Tackle made by number 76, Evans McGlinski. It looks like it from the slot they gave him, but they're going to want to measure this one. So Congress is in session. 7:56 left. And they are inquiring whether they should measure this one or not. I think they got this one.
I do too, but it's probably half a football at most.
7:56 left here in regulation. And and they're pulling them straight. They got it by, given the whole length, of the football. They got that first down conversion on fourth down and two. So Ugly's drive continues. Now we're inside.